But you, were you always sort of partly as much influenced by the kind of alchemical, mystical book, historical books you read in some way, as well as like the more primal, evolving?
Well, I was raised by Catholic rationalists, so, you know, it's hard to square that. In other words, you would run around spending part of your time trying to understand the nature of guardian angels, and the rest of the time grappling with fairly rational concepts. I mean, my family's basic orientation was mining, and not science in the sense of degreed science, but my father was an electrician, my uncles ran radio and television repair shops, and my father flew, navigated, did radio. So, but I did spend a lot of time grappling with shit like the nature of the soul, and the nature of sin, and all of these imponderables, you know. And of course, what you end up doing is you end up reading scholars of mysticism. And then I would read about what John of the Cross or somebody else got hold of, and then I would try for it. And I don't recall getting too far, but...
When you were still...
Quite young.
Right. Yeah. When you were, so were you still thinking in a Catholic mode?
Yeah, because it was all religious mysticism. Right. There was no other form of mysticism before, I guess, before Huxley published his books. I mean, it was somehow... well, for Catholics, there was no other form of mysticism. There was Ospenskyitis, mm-hmm, and Gurdjieffianism, and all these peculiar... But none of that was quite kosher. Was
did you have a break with Catholicism, or did it just mutate into all of your...
It sort of mutated. I read Jung, is what happened. I first read Psychology and Alchemy, and that led me on to the other one, which is deeper about all of that. It's something about the nature of the Christos and alchemy, and then I saw how these geographically defined religious impulses could be part of some broader, deeper thing. And alchemy, it was a revelation to me, all that. I didn't get religious history from the church the way I got it from Jung. Because from Jung I realized it was books. And so you could read these books. I mean, it was tortuous. It was when I was first going to Cal. But on the other hand, I had a library card, and I could actually get at this stuff in whatever form it can never be gotten at. I mean, alchemy makes no sense at all if you actually read the literature.
Right.